Glasgow migrant hotel stabber named as bad bread in Abdullah Adam. By Jack Montgomery on June 28, 2020. An asylum seeker who stabbed six people, including a police officer at the Glasgow hotel where he was being accommodated free of charge, has been named as bad bread in Abdullah Adam. The man who died after being shot by armed officers during the incident in West George Street, Glasgow, on Friday, 26 June, can now be named as bad bread in Abdullah Adam, 28, from Sudan. The identity is based on information the deceased provided to the Home Office earlier this year, Police Scotland explained in an official statement. Police Scotland will continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding the incident in Glasgow. The police discharge of firearms resulting in a fatality will also continue to be fully investigated by the Police Investigations and Review Commissioner, PIRC, the statement added. Both of these inquiries, which take place under the direction of the Lord Advocate, are ongoing, and it would not be appropriate to speculate either about the events or the outcomes of these investigations. The Lord Advocate, currently James Wolfe QC, is the chief law officer in Scotland, which maintained its own independent legal system following the Treaty of Union with England in 1707. Asylum seekers in Glasgow were moved into the Park Inn by Radisson and other hotels with the onset of the national coronavirus lockdown. The taxpayer-funded spending money provided to them was cut after the move, due to the fact the hotels were providing their internet access, three free meals a day, and a laundry service, among other services. So-called rights campaigners say the migrants, whose asylum claims are supposedly based on a lack of security in their homelands, and, presumably, the many safe countries many will have passed through en route to Britain, were unhappy with the arrangements, however. For example, Ako Zada of Kurdish Community Scotland claimed that Abdullah Adam had complained of being very hungry prior to his attack, adding that asylum seekers at the hotel were fed three times a day, but people were complaining at getting the same spaghetti and macaroni cheese all the time. It wasn't culturally appropriate for them. Migrants were also reported to be unhappy with the limited Wi-Fi at the hotel. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.